Russian couples are setting a trend since their country invaded Ukraine. They're getting married. Fast. Some are marrying at home while others are marrying overseas after fleeing the Kremlin's crackdown on dissent. NPR's Lena Selyuk asked some newlyweds why.
About a year ago, Tatiana Neustroeva and Pyotr Kalyadin from St. Petersburg visited some friends who asked the couple the question, will they get married?
We replied in unison, and I said no, and he said yes, because we hadn't discussed it.
They're both 40, known each other since college, dated a couple years, lived together. Tatiana viewed marriage as an archaic institution. Pyotr was into it, but wanted the time to be right. Then, on February 24th, Russian troops invaded Ukraine. The couple felt they couldn't breathe. The day was a fog with one clarity. They should get married now. Here's Pyotr.
To me, we are facing a world apocalypse, and this is sort of like an anchor that you throw forward, and maybe somehow it will pull you out. It's a kind of island of order in a world of chaos.
Soon they began noticing on social media, on local news, lots of other couples holding rushed quick ceremonies. In St. Petersburg, articles noted long queues for fast-track registration. In Moscow, 9,000 couples got married in April in a 12-year record. The war became a catalyst for reasons both psychological and practical.
The first day of the war, we were shocked. The second day of the war, we were scared. The third day of the war, we decided that we have to move elsewhere.
Kirill Garodny and his now wife, Katya, from Moscow, were looking for a shared apartment after about 2 years of dating when Russia invaded Ukraine. The Kremlin still calls its attack a, quote, special military operation, with a new law threatening up to 10 years in prison for publicly calling it a war.
At some point, we had a conversation about, like, we should get married in case one of us gets arrested so the spouse can get visits. We were joking around.
I mean, you're joking, but are you joking?
Not really, no.
Other couples mentioned rumors that Russia's military could mobilize all men in a nationwide draft. Wives get more access than girlfriends to hotlines, financial support, and morgues. Kirill and Katya joined thousands of Russians who fled to neighboring Armenia and Georgia. Then Katya's international employer shuttered its Russian office and offered her a new job in Dubai. Kirill could only reside there as her husband, so they rushed to marry in the Georgian capital. On the way, they ran into friends who got recruited as witnesses.
We went to a nice restaurant that I like in Tbilisi. Like, it was six people. We drank some wine. It was nice.
Historically, waves of weddings sometimes follow big disasters, like the 2011 tsunami in Japan or the start of the COVID pandemic. Psychologists explain this. When uncertainty meets fear in a way that's too big to grasp, people crave control and closure. In this case, by defining and sealing their love. Pyotr and Tatiana were declared husband and wife on a Tuesday evening in St. Petersburg's most historic palatial marriage hall. Under soaring ceilings, surrounded by ancient marble and closest friends, Pyotr in jeans, giggling, Tatiana in white linen. She says, in a world of disorder and discord, at least they'll know they are officially a family. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.